The Economic Legacy of Hugo Chavez.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start in Venezuela, where some are mourning and some are not. For the country's polarizing president, Hugo Chavez, who died yesterday, oil markets are not showing much reaction at all so far, despite the fact that Venezuela has the world's second largest oil reserves. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports now on the economic legacy of Chavez in Venezuela.
If you consider the impact of Hugo Chavez by traditional economic benchmarks like inflation, he ended on a low note. Javier Corrales is a political science professor at Amherst College.
He is leaving the country in the midst of a serious economic crisis, a very large fiscal deficit. A devaluation was announced that is going to have enormous inflationary effects as well as productivity declines everywhere.
But for many poor Venezuelans, Chavez was almost a god. He focused the country's oil wealth on improving the lives of the dispossessed. Alejandro Velasco is an assistant professor of Latin American Studies at New York University.
It's meant a tremendous amount in terms of both of economic assistance, but more significantly, I would say, it's meant more in terms of how people imagine their roles in society. No longer cast aside, no longer marginalized.
Velasco says one of Chavez's main legacies is that even the opposition parties can no longer ignore the political influence of the poor. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.